Just remember that oak trees beget oak trees, and penguins beget penguins, and Nazis beget Nazis. Nazi brain power made America's military and medicine. Well, let's look at some of the failed medical theories in the 20th and 21st centuries. Number one, how many have heard of obesity? Raise your hand. Okay, good, almost everybody. Now, the prevailing theory for the last 100 years on obesity is that obesity is caused by eating too much and lack of exercise. And in using that theory as our starting point for treatment approaches and for prevention approaches, everybody was supposed to eat less and exercise more. And what did we get? What did we get for following that theory? We're number one! We're the number one obese nation in the world. And that's because being overweight and obese has nothing to do with eating too much or lack of exercise. Nothing! It's a simple nutritional deficiency. Of course, it's in the book Rare Earths Have Been Cures. It's in the book Hell's Kitchen. It's in the book Epigenetics, my new book. And Hell's Kitchen, the subtitle is The Cause, Prevention, and Cure of Obesity. It's a simple nutritional deficiency. Of course, you take the healthy weight loss pack, which has all the nutrients in it, which include the ones that are missing. And we'll talk about that more in a minute. And then how many of you heard that exercise is good for you? Raise your hand. Okay, good. It turns out that exercise without supplementation is suicide. When you look at professional athletes, all combined from all professional sports, the average lifespan of professional athletes is 62. When you take out football players by themselves, their average lifespan is 51. There's never been a professional athlete ever lived to be 100. That's a poor testimony for something that's supposed to be very good for you. People living under the bridge live to be 78. And those that dumpster dive behind the good restaurants do better than those that don't, but they all do better than... So what's going on? Regardless of the sport, professional athletes, Olympic athletes have one universal thing in common. They all sweat. When you sweat, you're not sweating out water. If you're not supplementing with a 90, you're actually sweating out maybe 65 or 70 nutrients that you are eating in your food or supplementing with some lazy supplement, right? And you sweat out this soup, and you drink water to rehydrate, which is not a bad thing, but as time goes along, you get more deficient, and your cartilage starts breaking down in your knees and your hips, your discs go, your muscles go, everything bad begins to happen. Bam! And then you drop dead. And then how many of you heard that salt is bad for you and contributes to high blood pressure and all that terrible stuff? Okay. Salt has nothing to do with high blood pressure. Salt is required, both the sodium and the chloride is required for tens of thousands of reactions in your cells, around cells, and so forth. Chemistry, enzymes, hormones. The sodium is required for sodium bicarbonate to neutralize the fluid as it's coming out of your stomach, which is supposed to be acid, into your intestines, which has to be an alkaline environment for all the enzymes to work. And then in your stomach, we require an acid environment, and so the hydrochloric acid is made from the sodium chloride. Chloride makes the hydrochloric acid. And anybody who tells you to restrict salt in your diet, you should flee from them. If you have a doctor who's told you that, go on the internet when you go home tonight. And of course, this is one of the things that made the audio cassette tape and then the CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, so controversial, was I was saying back to sodium and chloride were, and not to listen to doctors when it came to giving up salt. Earlier this month, they're still talking about, maybe salt's... Just a couple of days ago, Wall Street Journal. High blood pressure is not genetic. High blood pressure is a simple nutritional deficiency in most cases. It can also be caused by release of a hormone called renin. High blood pressure is really just due to a simple mineral deficiency. You take your 90 essential nutrients, you stay away from bad stuff, free radicals, we'll talk about in a minute, and you're able to support and promote healthy blood pressure. Well, let's look at some things here. In the African-American community, the black community, of course, medical doctors have imprisoned them in a new type of slavery called medical slavery. Black people are supposed to have a terrible black genes that give them all these black diseases. Well, it turns out that's not true. Pray Praise God, it's not true. About 12 years ago, Pastor Creflo Dollar, his 11-year-old daughter, was really in trouble with diabetes. It was not responding to medical treatment. And a mutual friend of ours, Andy Young from the Civil Rights Movement, we gave her a change in diet, which we'll talk about in a minute, put her on the 90 essential nutrients, and we were able to support. So I have to give him credit because he was the one who paid for the first 100,000 copies of this book, Black Gene Lies, to be published. Unsolicited, by the way. He just donated the money. Okay, then let's look at high blood pressure in the African-American community. Let's go to the tribal areas of Nigeria in West Africa. And it turns out that there's only 7% of the people there have high blood pressure. When you look genetically at this, people with the same gene pool in London, England, and Chicago, Illinois, 33% have high blood pressure. So you know immediately it's not genetic because the same gene pool, the ones here in America and in England, were brought there by their ancestors during the slave trading days, right? But it's the same gene pool. So if there's a five-fold difference between in the industrialized nation locations than in the tribal areas of Nigeria, same gene pool, five-fold difference, your position on Earth does not affect how your genes express themselves. So you know immediately. Fourth grade biology is not genetic. This was 1999 Scientific American. Well, of course, the geneticists and everybody didn't like that, so they did an intensive six-year study, which was published in the British Medical Journal, kind of their equivalent to the Journal of the American Medical Association. And this came out 6 years later, January of 2005, and they said, high blood pressure in blacks, not genetic.